My joy is full, for truly I am the living Christ, and I am in all life. Thus, I can speak through and express myself through all of life. You have seen me speak through one person, or rather through one God flame, and now you experience me speaking through another. Yet I am the same Christ that is in all. And what you need to do, what I desire you to do, is to not look at the people that I am speaking through in this particular way as being any different from or above yourselves. I desire you to look in a mirror and see that the living Christ is also in you, and thus the living Christ can speak through you as you hear me speaking through another. I know this will give you some trepidation, and you will feel uneasy about standing in front of a group of people or declaring that the living Christ or Jesus or El Moya or Saint Germain is speaking through you. But my beloved, you need not have this fear, for I can speak through you in many different ways. You do not need to say who it is that is speaking. The people to whom you are speaking do not need to know. They simply need to sense the light that flows through your words as they become cups that contain my essence, thereby entering their beings and reigniting their flame or reawakening their memory of who they are. Truly, every spiritual teaching can be said to be about one thing, the reawakening of people to their true identity as sons and daughters of God. And it is only through the consciousness of the Christ that they can know and accept that they are sons and daughters of God. For truly, as I said 2,000 years ago, no man knoweth the Father save the Son, or whomever, to whomever the Son might reveal him. Thus you can know God only through the Christ consciousness, and thus you can accept yourself as a son or daughter of God only when you have some measure of the Christ consciousness. And that Christ consciousness must come from the universal Christ mind. But most people on earth cannot make contact with that universal Christ mind, and thus they need the Word made flesh, the living Christ in embodiment, or the living Christ speaking through someone in embodiment, to make contact with that Christ consciousness and therefore have the reawakening of who they are, their true sense of identity, so they can accept themselves for who they truly are. And I know that you will look at this with some trepidation and some fear, for it is natural that at first, at the beginning stages of the path, you do have fear. And it is a fear that springs from many levels of your being, including the ego, but even your soul, even the conscious you, can have some fear of what will happen if you accept the living Christ in your being and accept that you are a son and daughter of God. Because truly, when you fully accept that, your life will change. It will never be the same. And so there is always a fear of letting go of that which you know, that with which you are familiar, that which gives you a sense of comfort and stability in a world that is always changing. But my beloved, we can help you overcome that fear if you are willing to let it go. But we cannot take it from you unless you are willing to give it to us. And thus, it must be you who makes the decision that you are willing to face your fear so that you can see that it limits you, that it is unreal, and so that you can decide that you no longer want it and thereby let it go. There are so many of you who are so much closer than you think to reaching the level of consciousness where you can be the instrument for the living Christ. Again, you need not necessarily stand in front of a group of people. You can speak the living word in a conversation with others. That is not an ordinary conversation talking about worldly things, but an extraordinary conversation because you are allowing the living Christ to flow through you, and that living Christ can then transform the other person, because the living Christ knows exactly what to say and how to say it to awaken that particular person in whatever consciousness he or she is in at the moment. A living Christ can give a person the precise key that that person needs to take the next step on their spiritual path, whatever that might be, which you often will not know with your outer mind. And so, if you are willing to be the instrument, truly the living Christ can speak through you, and thereby you can ignite the heart flame of another person. You can reawaken that memory, and that is how the living Christ spreads throughout the earth from heart to heart. This is how Christianity spread in the early days, when those who went out and preached did not come out with a written book, with a scripture, or with a set doctrine. They spoke the living word, and it was the living word that ignited hearts for Christ. And when those hearts were ignited, they came to a point where they were no longer afraid to let the living Christ speak through them. And thus, the Christian movement spread like rings in the water, which is the only way it could spread in the ancient world, and which is the only true way that it can spread today and transform the world to the maximum capacity. Truly, you can do much through a book. Truly, you can do much through a website. But ultimately, the most important way for the living Christ to expand itself in this world is from heart to heart. And thus, you who are here have been willing to come and experience the living Christ flow through the heart of one person and more than one person. And you must realize that truly the living Christ can express itself through your heart as you see it expressed through the hearts of others. But how can this happen in you? It can happen only if you are willing to multiply the talents instead of burying them in the ground. And why do you bury your talents in the ground? Because of fear. There is only that reason. And so again, we return to the fact that you must confront your fears one at a time. Confront your fears of letting the living Christ speak through you, thereby transforming another person and transforming yourself in the process. I truly will help you if you apply to my heart and the heart of Mother Mary. We will help you see what it is that you fear, why you fear it, and why your fear is unreal, why it is unnecessary. But you must begin. You must multiply the talents, for we have now given you an outer teaching and outer examples. And we can do no more until you decide to close the figure eight flow by multiplying the talents so that you are willing to become more, and so that you too can become the instruments for the living Christ. You can do this in any situation in life. Some of you have professions where you counsel other people. Well, would you not rather counsel people from the level of the Christ mind than from the level of the worldly mind. Some of you do not counsel people in your occupation, but you interact with people in other ways. And you will be amazed when you open your heart how the living Christ in seemingly ordinary situations can bring forth some morsel of truth charged with light that will transform another person. And they suddenly are awakened and realize, this is what I have always been looking for. This is the answer I wanted. Or they realize, I need to change my life. I cannot go on like this any longer. And when you see this happen to other people, as many of you have already seen, you will feel the joy that I feel when the living Christ is allowed to enter the heart of a person in embodiment and transform that person and lift them up. For truly, the living Christ has only one desire, and that is to raise up all life. And that is why you see that when people embody the living Christ, they have no other desire than to raise up all of life. Which is what you see in the three people who have served for this conference as our mouthpiece. They have come to that point of surrender that they simply want to serve, and they want to raise up all life instead of raising up only one part of life, namely themselves. But what is to stop you from coming to that same point? Only your fears, and your fears are unreal. So what keeps you from being who you truly are and expressing who you truly are is simply unreality. And thus, again, when you see the living Christ in another, do not idolize that person. Do not put them up on a pedestal, as people have done to me for 2,000 years, and as people in almost every spiritual movement on earth have done to the leader or leaders of that organization. This is the consciousness that must be overcome in the age of Aquarius if we are to truly manifest the golden age of Saint Germain. And you have a teaching, and you have examples that you can overcome that consciousness and not fall into the trap of idolatry. Because what is it you do when you allow yourself to think that even though you see Christ in another, that Christ can only express itself through that person? Well, when you say or think that Christ cannot express itself through you, you are denying the Christ in you. You might be affirming the Christ in another person, but you are denying the living Christ in yourself. And thus, you are denying me the opportunity to enter your being. Please do not deny me. I have no other intention than to raise you up and set you free from your fears and limitations. I come only with love. I have no other desire than to let my love flow through you so that you can feel the fullness of my love and my joy flowing through your being 24 hours a day for the rest of your life on earth and then even beyond. Thus, my beloved hearts, see the Christ in yourself and allow that Christ to be born this Christmas season, and then allow it to express itself through you. Truly, I seal you now in the flame of the fullness of my joy, the fullness of the joy of the living Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Divine Mother, it is done.